Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi there, what seems to be the problem?
My car's been acting really strangely lately. The engine always makes funny noises when I turn the key.
Sounds like a problem with the ignition. I'll check it out this afternoon and call you if it's anything serious.
Okay, thanks. I'll be at work all afternoon though, so I'd better give you my office number. It's 386-4235.
Number 41. Who most likely is the man? Number 42. What does the man think the problem might be? Number 43. Where will the woman wait for his call? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Do you have everything you're going to need for the office orientation session on Wednesday?
No, actually. I still need a few more binders. I prefer ones with the company logo on them.
Not a problem. Just fill out a request form and leave it with me. I should be able to get those for you.
Okay, I'll have it on your desk by the end of the day. Thanks a lot.
Number 44. When is office orientation? Number 45. What does the woman need? Number 46. What should the woman do for the supplies?
Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello there. I'm calling to try and get some information on service to Atlanta.
Atlanta? Let's see. We have flights leaving every weekday at 11:30 a.m. and 6:50 p.m.
Okay. I'll check my schedule for the week and call back to make a reservation.
That's fine, sir. Just don't leave it too late. These flights normally fill up about 2 days in advance.
Number 47. What information does the woman provide? Number 48. When does this airline offer flights to Atlanta? Number 49. Why does the woman advise the man to hurry? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. The manager of the Human Resources Department wants to move some of the labor force around.
That would certainly be more efficient. There are too many people doing clerical work right now.
That's right. With Christmas just around the corner, we could use some extra hands in shipping.
And in the new year, the accounting department will need extra help with all the receipts.
Number 50. What is the manager of human resources responsible for? Number 51. What happens around Christmas time? Number 52. Where does the woman suggest sending more employees in January?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
That new software was supposed to be up and running in the payroll department today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I heard the programmers are working on it, but they found some flaws.
How soon will they be done? Will they be finished by this time next week?
No, 2 to 3 weeks, they said.
Number 53. When did the man first expect the new software to be ready? Number 54. What is the problem in the payroll department? Number 55. What are the programmers doing? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. You'd better hurry up. We're going to be late otherwise.
What do you mean? The show doesn't start until 8 o'clock. We've still got plenty of time.
It starts at 7:15. See? Look at the tickets.
Oh, dear. I told Rick and Edna it was an 8 o'clock start. I'd better give them a call and let them know.
Number 56. What time does the show start? Number 57. Who is holding the tickets? Number 58. Who will the woman call? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
That was the last item on the agenda. Does anyone have any questions?
Some of the staff were asking if there was going to be an award ceremony again this year.
Yes, absolutely. However, it will be held later on in the year.
That's a good idea. Everyone was so busy last time that half of us couldn't make it.
Number 59. Where are the speakers?
Number 60. What event does the woman show her interest in?
Number 61. What percentage of the staff attended last year? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. I have to dash across the street to the camera store on my break this afternoon.
Why? Are you thinking about buying a new camera?
No, the battery in the office camera died, so I have to pick up a new one.
That's right. I forgot that Mr. Michaels asked you to take some shots of the press conference.
Number 62. When will the man go to the store? Number 63. Why is the man going to the camera store? Number 64. What is being photographed? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Gerald will be picking us up at 5 o'clock, right after we finish the bus tour.
What are we going to do after that? Will we just go back to the hotel and take it easy?
We'll head back to the hotel, but only to get changed. We're meeting everyone at the restaurant at 7.
What a long day. I'm definitely going to sleep in tomorrow.
Number 65. When will the speakers meet Gerald? Number 66. Why will they go back to the hotel? Number 67. Where will they be tonight? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation. Should I put the sale signs up outside the shop now?
No, it's better to wait until tomorrow. There are still lots of other things to do first.
What about the window display for the children's sizes? Do you want me to start working on that?
Yes, you can get going on that while I lay out the boots and sandals on the table at the back.
Number 68. Where do the speakers probably work? Number 69. When does the woman want to put the signs up? Number 70. What will customers see in the window? Go on to the next page.